Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Live from the Sunbelt Rental Studios, it's the Bubba the Love Spot Show.
And on the show is a stud, if you know anything about racing. And his dad was a famous racer. I think your dad is your strategist now, isn't he, Colton?
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everybody. It's Colton Herta. And he's 21 years old. He's a big slinging D with IndyCar. And I've already been told to handle him with kid gloves with the boss lady, Kate Davis. Is that her name? Yeah, Kate Davis. And so I wouldn't have it any other way. And thank you, Colton, for coming into the show. We're huge race fans.
That's awesome, because usually you walk into these things and nobody knows anything about racing or what they're talking
about.
You
race Indy 500, you do, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, right, and you just got right in there and just got right after it, right?
Exactly.
They don't realize that, I think, at 2014, 15, they shipped you right off to Europe, did they not?
Yeah, I moved to Europe when I was 14 and a half years old.
How does that happen? Like, I got a kid who I've raised, and he's been racing quarter midget since he was three, and we've made the progression through dirt and things like that. But did Brian just box you up and ship you off to Europe? Said, go on, son, find your way.
I wanted to do it. So it initially was my decision, and it was a really good decision, that one of the best decisions I ever made, because the learning curve over there from what I would probably get over here was massive, because I had to fend for myself. I was over there. I was living alone. I was 15 years old. So, you know, not only from driving side and learning how to be at the track at the right time and going to sleep at the right time, people not telling me what to do, but also just living, having to do laundry, clean an apartment, all this other stuff.
At 15. Be a race car driver.
Exactly. It was a huge curve in my career, and I'm so appreciative of everybody that was kind of in that situation with me.
Did you literally at 15 had to go and like go work at the shop and you know, fabricate, and or did you go and ride as a driver?
No, I was a driver. So I had the mechanics and they were working at the shop. I was in the shop a lot of the days. They do a lot of simulator work over there in Europe. So that was most of my days were over there and training in the gym also.
Was the competition stiffer there than it is in America at the youth racing?
Let's say quarter midgets and go-karts, you know, where kids would start off in Britain and over in Europe, as you know, because that's like the progression here in America. You know, you start on go-karts or, you know, legends or, you know, something like that.
Right.
And so what progression do they have over there that makes these guys so, you know, the F1 guys?
I think it's just how you learn over there. It's at least for me, it was because being so far from home, it was all my attention span was into one thing, and that was racing. I wasn't with my friends. I was doing all my schoolwork online, so I wasn't going to class every day. So I think that's part of it, is you kind of dive headfirst into racing, and that's your whole life at that point. The competition-wise, you'll find fast guys anywhere you go, really. Guys are good everywhere, but for sure the learning curve, I think, is a lot faster and a lot higher.
Is Lewis Hamilton that good? Or could a Colton Herta get in an equally prepared car and be and on a track that you both knew? You know, like, for instance, St. Pete. I would say, has Lewis Hamilton ever ran St. Pete? I don't think he has.
No.
No. Okay, so he's never been on St. Pete course. So, but, you know, his ability, because he's, you know, Johnny F1 over there, he should be able to pick up. So you give him a week or so to learn the St. Pete course. You guys have equally matched cars. What do you think? You think you could do? I would probably say you could beat him in an Indy car, and he would beat you in an F1 car, just because you guys are both familiar with that more so.
Yes. It would definitely be interesting. Yes, he's extremely talented. It's the same with all these guys that you see at the top, right? Like guys like Dale Jr., Jeff Gordon, they're all extremely talented at what they do. The hard part is being able to go from one form of racing to another and be fast in it. So that would be interesting.
You get a guy like Kyle Larson, he's on the dirt, do you marvel at Kyle Larson like the rest of the racing community does? Like, because here you are, you know, in within our world, America, within USA, you know, IndyCar is the really high technical, F1 ish version of our American racing. Do you guys at the highest level, a guy like you, it's won six times, what do you look at it like a Kyle Larson?
I think there's a bunch of talented drivers. It's really impressive. And so I've actually seen Kyle on dirt a few times. I always go to, so I'm originally from Los Angeles. So I always go to the Turkey Night.
Yeah.
So out there, it was at Irwindale. Now it's at Ventura on dirt, as it should be. I always go out there every year and I watch, and Christopher Bell was there 2 years ago. Kyle Larson was there the last 2 years. And it's impressive how these guys go from tarmac racing to dirt racing. Obviously that's kind of how they're brought up. Whereas us open wheel drivers were brought up in go-karts. But even in NASCAR, there's some guys like Harvick and some guys that are brought up that way. But it is impressive that they're able to go from something like NASCAR to almost what feels like a complete different discipline in dirt racing and midgets and stuff like this.
Like, you know, as loose as those guys are and stuff, like, you guys never have that feeling, because your cars, they're so sucked down that once you've lost grip, it's usually not recoverable, is it not?
Yeah.
Unless you're Danny Sullivan from the 1986 Indy 500. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, the spin to win.
Spin to win. How unfathomable is that as a race car driver that's been on this track a numerous times for you to spin? Here we go. Hold on.
Sir, heads to Ukraine before going to Moscow.
Of course,
tomorrow.
I had to have something else fired just when I got somebody here.
The entire world holding their breath. Ouija Jiang for us at the White House. Ouija, thank you.
All right, thank you, Ouija. Hold on, I'm trying to play the 86 Indy 500 spin to win.
Race down the main stretch. Can Sullivan pull Andretti into the first turn? Ron Carroll.
Now, Colton, is he noticeably too low?
So it was different at Indy back then. You could run below the apron, and some guys were able to run a full car length. Some guys could only run a half car length, depending on how good you were and your car was that day. But
today,
nowadays,
no way.
Nowadays,
right?
You'd be in the wall before you even got all the way down.
You'd already be skating right now, wouldn't you?
Once you got your left front on where that yellow line is where the track will flatten out.
So we'll look at the entry right here.
Running into the first turn.
Boom, right there.
He would already be in the wall at this point.
You're already pushing like a dump truck.
He would be backwards right now, nowadays.
For real.
Turn, Ron Carroll.
Can you even flirt with the line nowadays, Colton? Can you even put your left front on there or no?
You can, but, now we have a curb. So once you kind of get down to the curb, that's as much as you can take. Anymore, it's impossible.
Watch this. It's crazy.
Danny Sullivan gets him. No, he's squirrely. No, he's spinning.
Now, statistically, I don't know if that guy could do that 100 times and not hit the wall again. Am I not right, Colton?
There was maybe a little bit of luck involved in that one.
A lot.
Danny Sullivan spins.
And he didn't even lose but one. I mean, like,
he goes around twice and gathers it in.
Now, what were the horsepower differences back then, Colton, compared to now?
I'm not sure in the mid-80s. I would imagine they had somewhere between 600 to 800 horsepower. You know, in the 90s, they were pushing 950, almost 1,000 horsepower.
I think when Tony Stewart's a really good friend of mine, and he has in his house at Columbus, Indiana, downstairs, he has the Menards car
right.
that he went. I think it wasn't it 239 down the back. I think they had him at two. I think an overall lap might have been like 232 or two. I don't know, but
yeah,
it was like super.
They're fast cars, man. They are for sure.
Now
fast.
Are they faster now than they were?
So, my dad told me when he was racing, and I think it was 98. Was kind of it was really fast, 97, 96.
Yeah, that's, those were real fast. Those were like the 233 days.
He touched 251 on the back straight at Fontana in California. It's a track kind of like Indianapolis,
right.
A big super speedway. He touched 251 at the end of the back straight.
And at that point, man, I mean, you really literally are just hanging on. I mean, right? I mean, you're just literally pointing the thing because things are happening so fast.
Right, yeah, you have the tunnel vision. It's hard to focus on anything outside of your vision. Any of your peripheral vision is pretty much gone. And
I've been told the scariest thing, and this was by Dan Weldon, RIP. He was a friend of the show, used to come in, and we talked to Indy all the time. And I know your family has ties, and your dad has ties to Dan.
Mm-hmm.
I think your dad was a co-owner on that 2016 Indy 500 champion.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think he was with Dan's last 500. But he said the most intimidating thing about IndyCar racing is the first time that you go into turn one into Indy full speed because it feels like the grandstands are literally on top of you. Is that your experience?
It's narrower when you're in the car for sure.
Right.
Well, I mean, on TV, it looks like you have space. And then when you actually go there in person, you know, holy crap, this is narrow. And then once you get in the car for the first time,
and you're going 230 down the back, you
right.
know, something like that, you know, coming out of four.
And you have to hold it flat.
And then you guys always zigzag. Does the wall have that much airfoil that you guys always, because you guys always zigzag
no.
to the front? What is that? Why do they do that?
So the cars, if you were to actually like run, you can't really see it on TV, but if you were to run behind a car, I guess I'll show the camera. The car is actually set up to only turn left, right? The NASCARs,
right.
and when we race on oval. So going down the straights, it's what we call crab walking. So the car
right.
will actually go sideways pretty much.
Crabbing
so,
a little bit.
Yeah. So if you were to let go of the wheel, it would naturally pull left. Because that's the direction. All
right,
the chambers, all the toes,
right,
everything's set up to go left.
All your stagger, everything's just turned to left.
Yeah, so when you let go of the wheel, that's just the natural direction that it pulls. So if you're holding on to the wheel, you're scrubbing speed.
Oh, so
you're actually holding the car.
So you're just trying to let the car kind of go where it wants
to go. Yeah, go where it wants to go.
And if you fight it, then you're scrubbing speed.
You try to line of least resistance.
So when you're coming out of two and when you're coming out of four, it naturally wants to kind of drift to the wall. So you just controllably kind of let it drift.
So we just almost let the steering wheel go, kind of, just kind of still hold on to it a little bit. But, you kind of let it go where it wants to go, and so you don't scrub any extra speed.
You just got back from Sweden, and I didn't even know about this. And
right.
you were a last-minute replacement for Travis, who got hurt
right.
on his bike, Travis Pastrana. And this, I never even really knew this event it existed, but it's a huge, huge deal over in Sweden. Am I not right, Colton?
Over in Europe, the Race of Champions is huge.
And it's on snow. And they threw you in there, and I remember Jimmy Johnson saying, well, what else could go wrong? We got two California guys that had never been on ice or snow before, but we should be okay.
Right. Right.
And this is really a big deal. I think this is Jimmy Johnson's quarterfinal, I think, and you guys made it to the finals, did you not, as a team?
We made it. Team USA made it to the finals after never driving on ice, and against teams like Sweden, Finland, Norway.
That live on ice.
That live on ice. So it was a big surprise to us, big shock to us. We were happy about that.
I think this is Jimmy's race, I think, right?
Versus Johnson.
Dan, have you seen this?
I haven't seen this year's, but I've seen it before.
You've
yes.
seen it before.
Yes.
Finland versus Team USA.
And I think Colton's after this one.
Away they go.
On this particular video.
Start from Jimmy Johnson. A little dab on the handbrake and another. Back end trying to get away from it.
Now, when you stuff at the drift, Colton, that's bad, right?
that's the wrong way to go.
Hey, talk about scrubbing speed, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the ultimate speed scrubber right there.
Jacob Flack falls.
Mika Häkkinen.
Jimmy Johnson
two-time
wins it.
F1 World Champion.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Now, this is also probably a pretty cool event, Colton, just to rub shoulders with these. I mean, you're with everybody here, right?
Yeah, no one's...
Legends.
I mean, we want to beat each other, but it's not like a normal race week, and we're not in meetings for hours after we drive.
There's not a lot of sponsors, you know, luncheons you got to go to.
There's none of that. That's what's great about this, is there's none of that stuff. You know, it's just the fans are there, and then all the drivers are there.
And the boys, and you guys are just hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go.
Man, how good is Jimmy Johnson? He's a good dude, too.
Awesome dude. Yeah, really cool.
Is he going to be competitive? Is he going to race Indy this year?
He's doing the full season.
So he'll be at St. Pete, too.
He'll be at St. Pete. He'll be doing the Indy 500 this year. He'll be doing all of it.
So he's full season.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. Good for him. Here you are, buddy. Now, is that a navigator you got with you?
No, that's a fan. So I think for an
additional 1,500 yen or something, you can get in there.
Yeah, you can drive with
But is he weighting you down drivers. A little bit?
See, that's the thing.
What if you get a big fat guy like me that paid the money?
You can get screwed, right? Because weight's a huge factor in our sport.
Oh, exactly. Right.
So if you and they don't even the weight out. So it's like if you
they're not putting any tungsten in the left rear to give you better balance.
And
are
the balance of the car is different every time you go out because you got 200 pounds, 300 pounds, then you got 100 pounds, 150 pounds.
Did you tell your owner, hey, listen, buddy, you're really putting the screws to me here. I'm carrying 140 pounds extra.
It's constantly changing.
Screw that. I saw Jimmy drove by himself. Right. So he didn't have this guy over here messing him up, right?
Well, he was in an electric car, so there was a battery. So for that car,
car with a person or the electric battery by yourself? So I don't know.
Yeah, we swap through all these different cars. So sometimes you got stuck with
now,
that.
Now, what's this big
Which
old...
one did you like better?
He liked the electric one by himself, probably.
The electric one was cool because of like the instant torque on the ice and stuff. It was really, really fun to drive.
Now, what's this big old crap handle right here? This is
that's the handbrake.
Handbrake.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
like a rally car?
Like a tractor.
You've got to say it's advantage. Petter. Advantage Norway.
Colton's on the bottom here in the orange 13.
The fourth heat of the final. Petter Solberg versus Carlton.
Ah, so this is the final. This is where we get beat.
And it's because of that damn passenger you had. I'd be under protest right now. But that passenger caused me to push into the drift, bitch. I'm protesting.
The times are so good.
There you are. See, he's making you push already.
Getting into the deep snow.
Got a little bit too much speed here. A
little too much speed.
He's in too deep, but he's in the back.
No, you had too much right side weight, Brian, is what you had.
Yeah, we'll blame it on right.
Yeah.
And now,
I would have gone over and smacked a guy in the head.
Just needs a clean second half of this lap. Over the bridge. And Solberg takes it.
So, I think this is the best finish America's ever had, though. Is it not?
I believe they've won in 2002 with Jimmy again, and maybe Jeff Gordon and Carl Edwards, I believe.
Last year, you won the St. Pete race.
Right.
What's the fastest part of the St. Pete race?
You know, maybe at the end of the front straight or at the end of the back straight. So, yeah, I guess you could play this.
Yeah, I'm all set up for you, B. I'm ready. I'm ready to go here. This is a tutorial, I think, from Will Purdue. Not Will Purdue. Will Purdue.
Will Purdue University.
Will Purdue was a famous white, very real tall center for the 90s Bulls, and he never scored nothing. Jordan scored them all. Is that who Will Purdue was, Lummy?
Yes, it was.
Yes. So this is Will Powers' tutorial of a lap at St. Pete. And let's see if you would do anything different, Colton. Or maybe you may not even be able to say what you'd do different because that's your secret little secret.
This guy's the man here. He's got nine poles, I think.
Colton had it handled. He won.
Yeah.
Whatever Colton did last year was what he needs to do.
I'm going
to
see. I wonder if Colton has any different, you know, any different techniques than Will here. Hold on here.
On the bikes. A very good passing zone for the race. You can pass.
So this is turn one, right, Colton? This
Correct.
Is right when you get going.
Yeah. Solder out. Really important to get a good exit here. And try to be wide open through the next two.
So hold on, Colt. You're wide open through here?
Yeah,
much?
This is flat. Yeah.
Do those blind turns sketch you out a little bit?
No, you get used to it. You get used to it here.
Heading into turn four, a very good passing zone. It's quite wide.
One thing you can hear is actually they pulled this lap from him, but he's fuel saving. So this is from the race.
Oh, really?
And if you back it up a little bit, you'll hear before he breaks. I don't know if everybody will catch it, but you'll hear.
See, that's why we have you in here, buddy, for you to tell us where the fuel save Willie is. Hold on here.
So, not here, but into the next brake zone. You'll hear him lift off the throttle before he hits the brake. So that's how we save fuel in these cars.
The next two,
you'll hear it right here at the end of this straight.
Heading into turn four, lift, very good passing zones. Quite.
All right, so you're just trying to burp a little fuel, just a little less, driving in just a little less deep to
try
save fuel.
Try to go a lap longer than
and
the
that,
people
that,
around
like,
you.
And that, like, millisecond saves fuel.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're burning so much fuel, right, with these engines.
And you're flat-footed a lot of the time, are you not?
Yeah. Yeah, so
have you ever had a guy beside you and you're smashing the gas and you even try to push it harder than the metal will go just to see if there's an extra 1/32nd of throttle response?
Put 2 feet on the throttle pedal.
Yeah. Have you ever done it? Like, this son of a bitch drafted me, slingshotted me.
On the exit, because you can get
now in NASCAR. Like, Tony was a good friend of mine, and he would tell me, like, a lot of times they would try to jam air, like a guy was drafting you. And he would go beside you, and then you would try to, if he was on your left, you would try to jam air on his lower quarter panel to try to slow him down.
Like, right.
You guys can't do that, can
no,
you? Open wheel.
Are the effects of their cars and having such big bodies in what we call, like, tin tops, right? Cars that have roofs.
Right, tin tops.
That's, so they have the ability to really disrupt air when driving, especially on the super speedways. We don't. So our disruption of air comes from, so the wings are great, and they work fine when you're out in front and nobody can
clean it when you're clean air.
When clean air, correct.
But when you got a guy behind you, you're all assy, aren't you?
The problem is when the air hits the wings, it dissipates it in all sorts of different directions. So the guy behind them is not getting clean air. They're not getting air straight to the nose, how the car is designed to be.
So is he ill handling and you, the guy in front, ill? Are you both ill?
No, the guy would be better off. So it's probably about, you know, 15 to 20% more grip for the car in front.
In the front.
So it's a lot. That's why it's hard to pass in these open wheel cars.
No, until you hit the push to pass. That's a whole other question I got to ask you. Yeah. Hold on.
The next complex of corners, 8 and 9.
Now, of St. Pete, what's the sketchiest, Colton? Like, which is the one you're like, oh, God, I wish they'd redo this corner. I can't take it any longer.
Not redo, but it's turn three is a fast corner, and it's really sketchy when you come out on new tires that are stone cold. So this is one, right? This
really
is one.
Get a good
this
exit
is
here.
Two.
This is two. Now
this is wide open through the next two.
And three sketchy just because it kind of leads in blindly into four, and you can't lift, right?
Right.
Is that
it's
what makes
flat.
It sketchy?
Yeah, it's flat. You can't see where you're going.
Complex of corners.
And if you imagine too, this camera's another 2 or 3 feet above where our sight line
right.
is.
Right. Right.
We're set even lower.
Your butthole is about maybe an inch from the asphalt.
It's very low. Yeah, right. you can feel it in your butt when you touch
the
ground.
Yeah, can you imagine if you pour a little...
You get spanked every time the car hits the ground.
It does. Does it really? Like if
you can feel it for sure, yeah.
Heading into turn four, very good passing.
Yeah, because they don't have... I mean, they got great head restraint systems and all, but they don't have anything for your ass at the end of the day.
Not much.
Really. They're not a lot
right.
for your ass, right?
Right.
Quite, you guys don't have, like, the massage sheets and stuff?
Yeah, it's massager and stuff.
Wide. Have to be
we'll have
careful,
to figure
man.
That heated, into the budget for next year.
Heated seats. Colton Herta holds out contract for heated seats.
Because you can get choked.
Now, do you guys have a cooling system, like, through your suit and stuff like that? Do you have, like a cool suit?
So we do now, since we have the aero screen. Before, we did not. It gets way too hot. So with the aero screen now, we're pushing temperature of, like, 145 in the cockpit in some of these races.
Because you don't
well
have the
as,
air anymore.
Wow. Right. As well as wearing 3 layers, basically, mm-hmm.
right.
of fireproof. So it does get extremely hot.
With a,
and
head,
you're working.
With a head sock.
Right. Like the first year, I remember, I don't know if you know the name, Connor Daly. He's an IndyCar driver.
Yep.
He lost 12 pounds at a race.
I need to get it during a few races.
That's how hot it was before.
I'd be like AJ when AJ, towards AJ's latter year. Man, AJ could barely get in a car in his last couple of years, my man.
Debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth.
The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Next complex of corners, 8 and 9, very important. Apex of walls, got to be very accurate here. If you hit an inside wall, throw it just straight back out into the outside wall. And
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That can definitely hurt a bit. Kind of bumpy heading down here on the back straight. Wide open through turn 10 into turn 11, a big braking zone.
That looks like kind of treacherous right there. 11 looks a little treacherous to me.
Yeah, 10, 11, that area has got a lot of wrecks during the races.
Can't use any of the...
Thank you, Dan, who has driven it.
Well, I watched the races. Yeah.
I got a guy that's sitting right beside you that's driven it. That's won the guy that won.
He's
the
not
damn
wrong.
Thing.
He's not wrong.
By the way, he drives a Ferrari. He's a doctor and a lawyer. He's a co-host of the show, and he usually drives a Pista. Is it what type of Pista is it?
48 Pista.
But today, of all times, not to drive it when we were trying to show off, we got a real Indy driver here, and he drives, you know, whatever the hell he drives today.
He drives a Sebring too. You were there yesterday, right?
I was there yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Drive a 48 Challenge Evo. It's a 700 horsepower Ferrari, winged up. Yeah.
What's your best lap time, Dan?
2:13. Jay's in like 2:10s now.
Could Colton do 2:13 in the pace car?
Oh, dude, he would do a 2:05 in that car.
He would?
Yeah.
So, what would an Indy car do at Sebring?
Oh, like 150?
Yeah.
Maybe even faster.
Now, rumor has it, Colton, that you're so damn good that there's discussions of you going to F1 and it was touch and go. You almost had an F1 ride for this year.
It was really close this year, yeah.
And with the Haas team?
No, with Alfa Romeo.
No, he's going to go with a real winner.
Yeah.
Poor Haas. They just need to realize this is just not a sport. You know, I know enough about racing to know that poor Gene Haas, buddy, you're not going to beat. You're just, I don't think you're ever going to be competitive with American technology.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, you were talking about how great of a driver Lewis Hamilton is, but if he's not in the best car, he's not that great of a driver.
That's you saying it. Colton didn't say that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you agree.
He's saying nothing. Don't get me in trouble there, Dr. Boy. I got corporate sponsors and on teammates and all kinds of things. Johnny Loose Lips.
Nice thing about Colton.
Everybody knows that I did not say that.
The nice thing about Colton is, you know, his first couple of years, he had some big poles and was doing really well in a couple of races and had just had some unfortunate instances. And you weren't a crybaby about it. You were just a mature professional about it all. And it was evident, very clearly evident early on that you were going to be a great driver, and you were just patient, and you get your wins, and I'm so happy for you.
Listen, he's not a crybaby. He's the lead drummer of the Zibs. A guy that drives a Chevy Econo van like this and does their video, buddy, that guy ain't a crybaby.
Nope.
That guy ain't
a crybaby.
Not
my van.
So anyway, for those scoring at home, Colton Herta, Indy 500 driver, big-time slinging D, six-time winner, comes from the loins of the great Brian Herta, is also a lead drummer of a punk. Is it a punk rock band? Is that how you describe yourself?
Yeah.
And they're called the Zibs. And when Colton gets back for a little bit of time back in California, sometimes you guys will just pick up and do some bar gigs and tour a little bit, won't you?
Whenever we can. You know, obviously all the guys are in college and I'm doing racing, so it doesn't happen often, but when we can get together, we'll play some stuff.
And here's a song that they recorded inside of a van. Are you guys ready to play? Yeah, let's ready to play. If Green Day and Coldplay would have gotten together and had children, it would have been the Zips. Do you like that, Colton? If Green Day would have found a bunch of female groupies at the Coldplay concert, that's the kids of the Zips.
There you go, something like that.
Yeah. By the way, that's Colton on the drums. This should be your outro. You know how you walk out, they have walking out music. Now, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for last year's winner, Colton Herta, and you go out on the stage. They should play your own music.
Right.
I'm sick of the man. I'm sick of all this nonsense. You guys all, corporate America sucks. Yeah. Oh, there you go. That guy looks like the lead actor on Entourage.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he sure does. Absolutely. I'd be telling, the same
that's
thing.
Hilarious.
If I was rolling around L.A., I'd be telling him that was my brother if I was this guy. Hey, I'm a lead singer of the Zibs, and my brother was a guy on Entourage. Yeah. And I know
You
Colton
know, I've
Herta.
Never thought, I've been friends with him since I was like in fifth grade. I never thought of that.
This show will
But now up, it's not going to be out of my head.
And now this radio show is going to be like any other radio. It's going to be the funnest radio show you ever did. You're going to go back to Kate Davis and you're going to say, that guy's my man, and give him hot passes for this weekend.
I'm sure you could work it out. I'm sure they would if you asked.
Oh, I know. I think I am going to be there next
yes.
week.
Yes.
Good.
We're going to be there next week, Blitz?
Yep.
Do they have rules? Like, remember back in NASCAR, we had to wear long pants and all that kind of deal?
I think you need to wear pants if you want to go into the pits.
Yeah, well, I want to go into the pits. I got to, you know, come and see. I got to come and see.
I don't know, though. You might be able to get... Maybe it's just no open-toed shoes.
Look at how sketchy this is.
I know.
And when a guy drives you dirty like that, Colton, do you give him the business on the next lap like you're a dirt driver?
No.
Guy gives you a wheel like that?
You can't really get away with that in these cars. They're so fragile.
I know.
Yeah.
Guy gives you the front right. I'm like, you son of a bitch, next lap, I'm going to get you.
Looks like Dan driving an I-4.
Look now, how sketchy is this? This is three deep. Look at this. Oh, man. And then the Napa guy just... They say, Colton, that those steering wheels are like 50,000.
Yeah, like the 50? Wheels itself. Yeah.
So if you get mad,
they're expensive.
And you nose it into one of the walls. You know, some of the NASCAR guys will get out and throw their steering wheel. I don't think you can throw your steering
some
wheel.
Some people still do. They're mad.
For real?
Yeah.
For real?
It's happened for sure.
That's a good way to get fired, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know. If you're worth enough to the team, you can get away with a lot more than you think.
If Lewis Hamilton chucked his, I think those are 275,000, aren't they, Dan? The steering wheels?
I would imagine they're more than the IndyCar ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super expensive. There's a rule in Formula One that they get out of the car, they got to put that wheel right back on so that the corner workers can move the car.
Right.
They're so calm in Formula One. When you listen to the radio, they're so calm compared to us Americans. You never notice that? They're like, currently P3, approaching P2, approximately 1.25 seconds behind.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
And we're like, man, let me tell you something. That guy is just, you got to step it up there, Colton. Get him. Come on, Colton. Hit the push and pass something. We're getting, I don't know if we got the black tires or the red tires, but God dang, Colton, you're all over the place.
Do you like racing sports cars? Like
I love it. Yeah.
Like, you know, like Daytona 500. I'm sorry. I mean, like
24 hours. You won the Rolex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daytona and things like that. So do you prefer the Indy over that?
Yes.
You do? Just because it's just faster and harder?
Yeah, you don't have to share a car.
I don't like sharing a car.
He's selfish.
I don't like watching the car go around without me in it.
Right.
Sitting on the pit lane.
You know, so one of the questions I was going to... By the way, Colton Herta in the studio, and he's the defending winner of the St. Pete Grand Prix. The St. Pete Grand Prix next weekend, not this weekend.
Yep.
But he's got to get in town and do all his PR commitments and do our stupid show and things like that. Hopefully our show will be... by the way, I want to go like another 30 minutes with you if you got time. We're just getting into the good stuff, and this is the best interview.
I'll have to come back.
You got to admit, this is probably one of the more funner interviews.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a strip club, to be honest.
Well, I mean,
looking around this place.
Well, we used to have a strip pole in the studio, but we took it down.
Now, hold on, you can see the remnants of the strip pole. Can you see it right there?
it used to go all the way down.
But we, you know, we're corporate America now, so we had to cut down the strip pole. But we used to, and then over here used to be a shower. Let me show you. This used to be a shower.
We used it for storage.
Now it's Marshall band equipment. We used to have that entire stage was a band, had all drums and Dimebag Darrell amps. We have stacks and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then we sold out to corporate America, and we're going to make it a podcast stage instead. We used to be cool rock guys and with a stripper pole and a shower, and now we're Johnny Corporate with other Johnny Corporates telling us that we have to wrap up the best interview this guy's ever going to do. No other interview place has a 800 horsepower open wheel modified in the back.
That was the first for me.
What does that push to pass button actually do to the car?
So it gives you more boost. So it'll give you, I think, 50 more horsepower overall.
I was just gonna boast just a little bit and show you my son. This is him driving a 410 wing sprint car. This is my son. He's just right in there. This is my son. He's 19 years old, and this is his 410 sprint car.
Yeah, and these things are terrifying.
And this is at my track, by the way. I own this track.
Okay,
Bubba Raceway Park. Especially when you get all sideways, like right here, hold on. I think there's a good, there you go.
Working it.
Turn number four.
Oh, there's Tony.
Oh, yeah.
There's Green Tony.
Green flag set to fly on the first.
Oh, Tyler, you were on the outside pole here, weren't you, buddy?
Yes.
Racing action.
So this is the heat race, Colton, right
here.
Okay,
right.
Up tonight, away we go. Puts a lot of laps on his racetrack in practice.
Look at
Smith,
looking across the inside
of Thorson. Thorson's going to watch him pass on through, and there's this darn thing he can do about it.
Man, I've wanted to do this for so long, but
man, come on
I'm not allowed to. What do you mean you're not allowed to? I can't get hurt. They won't let me do anything.
Michael Andretti, that son of a bitch.
I know.
Michael got to have all the fun now, didn't he?
I think they crossed the line at sprint cars.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad idea.
All right, we got other cars. We got open wheel modifieds too.
I mean, there's definitely an opportunity there. I'd love to try it.
Here's an in car. This is from a couple weeks ago. Hold on. Now this is straight opposite of you. This is as barbaric and as not indie as you can get.
Two frame.
Tear off Willie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Colton, I know they're bugging me to wrap this up. Next time you guys do Colton with me, we have to have an hour, okay? Okay, thank you. That's my demand. Colton,
we're going to come see you at the track this next weekend, too.
Don't act like you don't know us, okay? I know where the...
Yeah, he's going to turn his head.
I know you got, like, Hertz and, all these big-time corporate people, but don't act like you don't know the rough around you.
He's going to get on his moped and drive away like they all do.
Don't act like you don't... listen, all tracks need a little bit of white trash there, okay? So, don't treat us like you don't know us, buddy, all right?
Well, it sounds good. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Colton Herta, let's have you back sometime and be able to really, really get into some stuff, buddy.
For sure.
And good luck with the Zibs. Well, I mean, we're going to play it. Is that okay? I mean, we'll play the Zibs from now on.
There you go.
Maybe you get a little iTunes royalties or something like that.
There you go.
Colton Herta, ladies and gentlemen. You can always, everything. Colton, tell us all of your social. Is it all Colton Herta?
It's just going to be Colton Herta straight, yeah.
Colton Herta straight. There you go. Colton, thank you so very much.